Stopcast is an explicit rated podcast that will contain foul language, sexual references, and poorly timed jokes. The Stopcast crew is not responsible for missing farm animals or recurring charges from your therapist.
Bringing a fucking coffee pot out to the parts trailer, man.
Yeah.
Spent too much time trying to warm up in that fucker this week. So just standing there. Yeah, warm. Might as well make some coffee. Start up the generator, make a pot of coffee.
Yeah.
Gotta happen. Can't do the Keurig because the fucker will freeze and break.
Sure.
Keurig in the fucking logging shack.
Yeah, what kind of fucking loggers are you?
Got a microwave in there.
Oh, shit, I'm all out of K-cups. All I got left is these cappuccino ones.
I cooked my can of soup with a propane torch yesterday.
Yeah.
Stopcast. Stopcast.
Stopcast. Jay.
Mike.
Pac-Man.
Stopcast Podcast. Who wants to hear a show? God!
Hello and welcome to Stopcast. This is episode number 309.
Oh. It's December 18th, 2016.
And welcome to our pre-Christmas special, because we won't be doing a show next weekend for Christmas. My name is Jay. With me, of course, is Mike and Pac.
Yo.
So here we go with a Christmas special. Stopcast.net's our website. You can go there and check that out for all the episodes and links for the show and contact information, all that stuff. Stopcast@gmail.com is our email address. We'll be reading an email later on. 209-845-7867 is our phone number. You can call that. That's so funny, Mr. Giggles.
I don't know.
Jingle bell. Like,
every once in a while you have a sound that just gets me. That's one of them.
Cotton-headed ninny muggins.
That psychic arrow. The baby giggle thing. Yeah. And the jingle bell thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like the hell yeah one.
Yeah, I guess if I can find that one. Where did I put it?
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Waited all last week for it.
Come back to that. We want to mention our sponsor, the engine, ENJN.com. Go check that out.
Vroom.
What else? Anything else? Before we get into what we did,
I like pizza.
Pizza!
That one was right there.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about what we did.
What?
What did you do this week?
So this week, how did we do this week?
And you mean with a Raiden?
Yeah, I mean, just in general. How did we do? Did we do good?
Raiden. Did good in Raiden. Yeah. I don't know why that more. I said Raiden and it's reminded me of
Mortal Kombat. Kombat. Yeah.
Yeah.
I caught that.
Mortal Kombat! How did we do? We've been doing really well. We managed to, clear Heroic EN. We already talked about that before. We cleared normal TOV. So trial's done for normal. We just need to work on some heroic now. So doing all right.
Yeah. What's our?
It was a little easier than I expected, but.
What's our plan since we've done so much clearing? Where are we gonna work on next? Are we doing heroic TOV? Start working on that.
I think I have for next week or this week Tuesday normal TOV and then Thursday heroic.
Okay.
So hopefully we can get through that. But then. For the next couple weeks, it's kind of hit or miss. Like, I want to get some progression on Heroic TOV, but I really don't care that much if we clear it.
Okay.
Just because there's not a lot of, like, useful things that drop out of there. I don't know why. The trinkets are kind of shit. So, I have some more fun stuff scheduled.
Yeah.
For later on before Nighthold comes out. Because apparently Nighthold's coming out, like, 17th or some shit like that.
Yeah.
So we got like a month, right? So at one point, or for like 2 weeks beforehand, we got some stuff planned. We got artifacts and underpants. It's a PvP night for war games. You can equip your artifact and your underwear. That's it. Don't fucking wear nothing else. We just war game. We just beat the shit out of each other with that.
Yeah.
And then night after that, we got a farm night for mats, and then an alt run in Emerald Nightmare. And then there was something else. I can't remember what the hell it was. Oh, a Karazhan run.
Yeah.
Since we still haven't fucking done that.
Yeah.
So probably ignore all that shit after Nighthold anyways.
Right.
But,
for at least a little while.
Yeah. So that's our update for raiding. Other than that, I played some Overwatch quite a bit.
Yeah.
Especially now that there's new skins to get with the holiday shit.
Yeah.
All I want is the fucking Torbjorn skin with the reindeer turret.
Oh, yeah? I haven't seen that one.
Oh, fuck. It's just a turret with antlers. I just want the fucking turret with the antlers.
Yeah.
You know when you log in for the first time for the Christmas thing, it gives you a free
loot box.
Yeah.
Stiffy got the Santa Claus Toblerone in that free loot box.
Son of a bitch.
No shit. Then he turns around and gets the next box he gets. Gets Tracer, the Jingle Bells one, and he got another one too. Huh. I've yet to get one.
So I bought like 22 boxes, I think. I bought two of the $9 just to buy some. Like, fuck, I want some of this shit.
Yeah.
So I end up getting Tracer. I end up getting the one for Reaper, which is actually pretty cool. And like, the fucking Zenyatta one where he's a Nutcracker. He's got fucking walnuts that spin around his neck instead of those little orb balls. It looks fucking dumb, but it cracks me up.
Yeah.
So that was kind of fun to get that. But yeah. Just working hard now. Winter's rearing its ugly head up here. So ground is freezing and I'm out freezing with it. So
yeah, it's cold.
Gaming and working and getting ready for Christmas. So. But you, Jay?
A lot of the same with the raiding and playing Overwatch here and there. Haven't done much for competitive mode, really. Just been doing quick plays and stuff with you, right? And haven't really given two shits about competitive play. Now that I've got my initial ones out of the way, I thought I'd be doing more, but meh. Yeah. Doesn't really matter. I just jump in for a couple matches here and there most of the time, so not a big deal. What else? Not too much else, just trying to stay warm. Dude, it's freaking cold around here. It's supposed to warm up tomorrow, though. It's supposed to go up from like, what, negative whatever it is
below,
to... Yeah, to above. Like, in the teens and 20s, yeah.
Yeah, 50-degree swing I'm supposed to have tomorrow.
I'm going to be wearing T-shirts by tomorrow night.
I'm going to take my wool socks off, I about guarantee that.
Yeah, but other than that, not too much, just getting ready for Christmas and everything, and... you know, relatives and stuff coming in town once in a while and doing all that fun stuff. Yeah, not too much really exciting. Oh, I finally got my application stuff in for to apply to get into the master's degree program so I can get my master's degree. So I'll probably be starting that in May.
Oh, I didn't even know.
Yeah, and that'll be one night a week. The shitty thing is it's a raid night. It's either a Tuesday or a Thursday. Those are the only two nights that they do classes.
Nice.
So instantly saw that. I'm like, shit, that sucks. But
you know,
it's only one night a week. So, yeah, other than that, not really too much. How about you, Peck?
A lot of the same.
Yeah? How's you guys' progression doing? Yeah.
We've got everything done but Xavius.
Nice.
And Heroic.
Okay.
We did him Friday night. Because we short a few people, but we had a 5% wipe and a 1% wipe.
Oh.
Yeah, they was all just right there. Had a lot of trouble with people getting mind control. That's all it was.
Yeah,
damage was there, heals was there. It was just people getting mind control. But yeah, that 1% wipe hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Hurt real bad.
Mm-hmm.
But we usually raid on Wednesdays and Fridays. We're gonna do it again tomorrow night. Just to get him down, get it done. That way, when we come back, I think January 4th or whatever, because we're stopping after that and then not raiding again until January 4th. Giving everybody a big Christmas break.
Yeah.
A New Year's break. We won't have no problem getting him down. I mean, if we get the full crew in there and stuff, it won't be no problem. But yeah, I'm happy with all the guys. I mean, like I said last week, for no more effort than we put in it, we're doing really good. Yeah. And you know, I never, when we first started talking about raiding, we were going to be a normal raiding guild.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wipe out normals, and then we was expecting the other normal to come out about the time we was finishing this normal, and we ended up clearing Emerald Nightmare in 2 weeks, and then it was just like, fuck. We just farmed the shit out of it. Uh-huh. So for us to be pounding out normals and pounding out heroics is really good for us. Really good for us. So and some of my DPS and even my healers, some of my healers are good, but some of my DPS is, man, they can run with the big ones. Yeah, they're, you know, 400 or 500 K DPS, and you can't ask for no better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could, but I'm not a dick. But anyway, yeah, for us to be clearing fucking heroic, man, like before the head of the curve, you know, to get the head of the curve achievement, and that's pretty awesome for a fresh rating guild as we are.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, that's about it. And wow, of course, I've got back into PvP, been doing it a little bit. And Overwatch, been getting back into Overwatch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Back in Overwatch, got a couple of our newer raiders that we have that joined for this expansion. Just picked it up, so we're like, hey, let's get back into it a little bit, you know. We got a little bit of time before Nighthold comes out, so we're gonna Overwatch and raid and stuff. And I played a few games with Mike today. Seen him bouncing around in there, so I invited him.
Yeah.
We got our fucking asses kicked throughout too. I mean, it was ugly. Wow.
Yeah, that team was pretty good.
They were all low level too, like around 30s.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But they just fucking trucked us. I mean, I haven't had a beating like that in a while.
But like two games after that, I was in there on Junkrat, and like I don't know if my game was glitching or what, but I couldn't be killed. Like, I would take a lot of damage and get down to about one bar, and I'd get out of it somehow every time. I ended up with 48 kills.
Jesus.
In one match. And I had one. I didn't plan it like this. It just kind of happened. I seen a bunch of them. My ult was up. So I did my Riptire.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just going to go in. And I know there was at least three of them kind of sitting there in that little tunnel on the new map. And I was just going to jump it in there and blow them up. Their whole fucking team runs into that little, they hear my tire, they all run into that room and it's waiting for it to pass. I run it right in that room and blow it up, and I mean, it killed all six of them.
Jeez.
It popped up on the thing, just pat me and kill. I mean, it wiped the whole fucking team. And then we went through the game, and I'm like, if I don't get play of the game, I fucking quit. Because sometimes it'll give, you know, other people play of the game.
Yeah, one shitty play.
And then, of course, it was a replay, and it was me. And I'm like, thank you. And like the tire goes in there, and it blows up. And one guy from the other team started, laughed out loud. He goes, well, there's the boom boom room. they actually thought it was pretty funny themselves that all their dumbasses ran into that room knowing their rip tire was coming. So they was laughing about it. So it was like, yeah, that was dumb of us. But, yeah, I don't get too many of them six-player kills. So
yeah,
I usually get three, maybe four on a good day.
But one nice thing with Overwatch lately has been pretty positive team, or not team, but like team-to-team conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what it is lately, but it's just been pretty good, like the community.
Yeah.
Seems like I've been doing cleaning up a little bit.
I've been doing a lot of the 3v3 and 1v1 too, and arcade mode. That's just pretty fun.
Huh.
Fucking Roadhog in 3v3, man.
Yeah.
He's hard to keep. Uh-huh. Yeah. Because he's got so much life, and once he hooks you, you're pretty much dead.
Yeah, unless you need to reload.
Yeah, unless you need to reload, like I do 90% of
the time.
All the time. Yeah, you get a good hook and pull him up there and like, click.
You should do an emote like that just kind of cusses for doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Damn it or something.
But yeah, that's about it as far as gaming. Nothing's happened real life stuff. Went to a bar last night with a few friends. And got pretty drunk and felt like shit most of the morning. Went and got me some Powerade. Parked myself back up. Mm. Well, that's about it, Bones.
All right. All righty. Well, is there anything news that came up that you want to talk about, Mike? Or back? Or anybody? Or anything?
Other than... only thing I would know about would be that Nighthold's coming out January 17th.
Right.
Yeah.
You drop that.
There's a lot of people bitching about the that they're not giving Mythic right out the gate.
Fuck.
They're waiting for a week for Mythic to release that.
Is it daggered?
No, I just reading through like WoW Reddit and scrolling through some of the forum posts on like MMO Champion and stuff like that. Like, why aren't we getting Mythic right away? We're gonna waste our time on Heroic.
Yeah, not everybody is uber as you.
Yeah.
Sure. Yep. Sure. Fucking cry asses.
It's content. Shut the fuck up.
Right.
Exactly.
So this is the first tier raid, right?
It is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There'll be tier pieces coming out of this.
Cool.
I am not stoked about my two-piece or my four-piece.
No?
Yeah.
I haven't looked mine up yet.
Huh. Mine's like my two-piece is like 10% crit chance on Holy Shock.
Oh, yeah.
I'm already like at my soft cap for crit, so the fuck do I care?
Yeah.
It crits like is every time I use it.
Is it just me, or does it seem like raid gear doesn't have the luster this expansion, because gear is so fucking easy to get? Like, yeah, with your world quest and your upgrades and just...
We were like, just talking about that. Like, I think it was this morning.
Like, I mean, mm-hmm, you can get the fucking 870 and never even set foot in a raid.
Uh-huh.
Nobody should be fighting over gear in raids because it's fucking easy to get.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, when we kill a boss, there'll be five pieces on it, and nobody needs none of the fucking shit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, like, it'll be a progression boss. Yeah. You know, which I'm not bitching about that. I mean, hell yeah. But, yeah, gear is readily available. So, yeah, there's no sense anybody shouldn't be at gear level.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities for solo players, or at least not solo players, but anybody to go do more solo content and get gear. It's crazy how easy it is. With Mythic Pluses, you can find a group through Group Finder to go do that, but you still got to run in and get it done. And it's, I don't know, it doesn't seem as important to go do raid stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to do things challenging like Mythic Pluses, but at the same time, I've always argued that If you want the top end gear, go with raid team.
Mm-hmm.
If you want the best item level gear, get into mythics. Raiding, not dungeons. I think they fucked up that.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you can get better gear out of Mythic Plus than you can heroic raiding.
Mm-hmm.
Much better gear. You can get mythic level gear out of Mythic Plus dungeons.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that I see that you would want to raid this expansion would be just for those few pieces of gear that you can only get in a raid. Like a certain trinket that only drops off a certain boss and whatever.
Well, even then, most people are saying that some of the trinkets out of the Mythic Pluses are far better than what they can get out of raid.
Yeah, I mean, I got the best in slot trinket off the world boss for my warrior.
Yeah.
Tuesday. Yep.
I'm okay with the world bosses dropping really good loot. I just don't know if I agree with the idea of doing 5-man content and being able to farm that 5-man content, you know, if you get the right keystone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just being able to run the shit out of that stuff with just a few of your buddies and getting better gear than what you can get out of heroic rating. I think if you want to have the best rating gear or best gear, it needs to be out of mythic rating.
Yeah.
Not out of 5-mans. Go ahead and send us an email and tell me how wrong I am, but stopcast@gmail.com. But that's just my two cents on it. Fuck Mythic Plus, man. I still have not ran a Mythic Plus dungeon.
Really?
Yeah.
No, still have not ran a Mythic Plus dungeon. And do you know how much it bothers me?
Hmm.
Zero. Yeah. Zero fucking bothered. Because I'm still doing well on all my parses. All of my parses are showing well for my item level, for my brackets, performance level.
Yeah, I mean, and it's when you're at the point that you're at and that we're at, it's not so much the point of being able to prove that you can do it. Yeah. It's more of just the challenge of doing it and seeing if you can do it in the time, you know?
Yeah.
And then you get those few little extra rewards in your order hall and the chest or whatever, you know? And it's just kind of a fun thing. You know, like, I wouldn't go and do one just for gear or anything or to prove that I can heal one, but it's just kind of fun to see if you can do it in the time and, you know, it's kind of a challenge.
That's the challenge mode of Legion.
Exactly.
Just renamed or whatever.
Yep.
So, yeah, like I say, I see the place for it, but I disagree with the advantage of the gear
from
it.
Yeah.
So, there's my two fucking cents.
Right.
News and discussion. Yep. We didn't play Chubbs' thing, but guess what?
What?
We could play Gnarly's intro.
We got an email. Time to open up the inbox. We're gonna have a message or not. And now a long voicemail, and now a loving email. Gonna hear some dumbass thoughts. Oh, not. But probably so. So we got an email here from Meowth, who says...
But probably so.
Says, hello, Stopcast. It's Meowth900 here. I'm done with college classes for a little bit so I can watch your shows live again. Yay! And she's there. Hey. She's in our chat room.
She's licking everything.
I've also been playing a lot of Pokemon Sun because that came out last month. Actually, literally a month since November 18th. And today is December 18th. How fascinating is that?
How neat is that?
I chose my starter. It was the Rowlet, the fluffy owl Pokemon. I think it's a good game, but I do not like how it was more focused on the character Lily, and my character was just there doing the island challenge, which consists of trials and battling on the island of Kahuna. There's no gym battles in this game, which is interesting change of pace. Also, the game might have my most favorite Pokemon, Professor. I'd recommend it to anyone who hasn't played Pokemon yet, or people who have stopped playing Pokemon for a long time. My question for the show is, why do people lie about Santa Claus being a thing? Completely unrelated to Pokemon. But that's her question. Why do people lie about Santa Claus?
A lot of people lie about Santa Claus? Like, tell people that he's real? Tell your kids that he's real?
I take it that way. Is that what it's asking? I take it that way. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, as far as, like, how my kids go, how we've always treated.
Yeah, because you got a range of ages in there. What are you seeing with that?
It's not a lie. Per se, as much as it is magic, because there's a certain age of for kids, and we all know. I mean, there's a certain age that they go through where they start to kind of wonder about all these things, and the story that there's a dude who flies around with fucking reindeer, jumps down your chimney, and leaves some presents for you if you're good or bad.
Right.
I mean, a lot of if you listen to fairy tales or you listen to folk stories or, you know, like the boogeyman or, you know, the things that are made to try to get kids to behave themselves. So the boogeyman, the monster under the bed, right? Fucking genius.
Yeah.
This is a fucking genius. You want your kids to stay in bed? There's a monster under your bed.
Yeah.
You get out of your bed, that fucker's going to get you.
Yeah.
Genius. Okay. Yeah. I don't know who thought that up, but somebody said, I'm sick of my fucking kid sleeping with me. Same as Santa Claus. If you misbehave, you're going to get coal. If you're a good kid, you're going to get something fucking awesome.
And wasn't that like the original Santa Claus? Wasn't he just a pretty evil thing? Like, I thought I remember hearing about the history of Santa Claus, and when it first kind of came out, it was like an evil thing. Like, he's not a good person, and he's somebody you don't want, you know, to fuck with if you're being bad all year. I don't know.
Well, let's look it up, the history of Santa Claus.
But yeah, Meowth is saying, I still say it's hypocritical to lie to kids while telling them not to lie.
Now, here's a good story for you.
Yeah.
I read this. I like to read Christmas stories.
Okay. Right,
so just to share people's experiences. Yeah. So there's a fella who, he has a few boys and a couple of daughters. And when his oldest boy, they're trying to figure out, because at some point you just figure it out. There's no such thing as Santa Claus. And I remember when I was a kid figuring it out. So I'm like, okay, I guess it makes sense. I mean, that's bullshit. How's a fucker coming down the chimney? You know, right. It's just, but, you know, and the idea behind it is for you to feel a little magic, a little spirit, a little, you know, whatever it is that enhances your season. But this guy had a neat twist to how he deals with this. So he takes his oldest son to this coffee shop, wherever the fuck it is, and they sit down and they order something to drink.
Yeah.
And he sits down with his son and he says, you know, I've noticed over the last couple of years how much you've really grown and how much you care about people and just going on and complimenting the kid about all these different things. And mm-hmm. he's waited till he's realized that this kid no longer believes in Santa Claus.
Yeah.
But what he tells him is, I think you're ready. I think it's time for you to be Santa Claus. And so he tells him the challenge is, Santa Claus is a selfless person, is a selfless idea of just mm-hmm. giving to somebody and making sure that you are giving something to somebody that they might need. And the game was for this kid, and that this guy poses to all his kids now, is they have to find somebody in their neighborhood, whether it's another kid, an elderly person, anybody. It could be anybody. They have to have a target, and they have to be their Santa. And they cannot know where this gift came from. So the oldest boy has done this for a few years. You know, he's picked a target, an old lady who hated everybody, who told him to get off their lawn all the time. Yeah, yelling at the kids. Oh, quiet, I'm too noisy. But he got her a pair of slippers because she always went out for the mail in bare feet.
Wow.
So he put these slippers on his porch, and he waited. You know, he just had this all planned out. Mm-hmm. So put these slippers on her porch, wrapped up from Santa Claus. She took them the next day. She comes out to get her mail. She's wearing the slippers. He feels great. Mm-hmm. You know, he can't ever tell her that it was him. You know, it's not about getting gratification. But I just loved how this guy worked this in. So when his next kid got old enough to, you know, I don't believe in Santa Claus anymore. Here you go, kid. You're Santa Claus. To teach him about the gift of giving, the gift of that spirit of it. And his brother helps him out picking his first target, you know, for being the Santa Claus for it. I thought it was great. And it's not, is it a lie? Is it hypocritical? No. No, I don't think it is. I think it's an important lesson for kids to learn that some things, I don't even know how to say it. I guess it's just important for them to be able to figure shit out too. Like if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is, mm-hmm. but it's okay to have an imagination. It's okay to wonder and question things too.
Yeah, that was the backdoor approach that I was fixing to take. Yeah. Is the main thing, the good that I see in it is imagination.
Right.
I'm telling you, I don't care if people hate me for saying this, but a kid without imagination is not going to be very productive in society. No, and that's just the way it is. Yeah. And anybody, you know, you're taught to use, well, some people don't want you to use your imagination. Some parents don't, but I encourage mine very, very highly to use their imagination. Because mm-hmm. without kids' imaginations, you wouldn't have your fucking cell phone, your iPhone that'll wipe your fucking ass, or like mouth. You wouldn't have fucking, if there wasn't a kid that had an imagination, you would not have fucking Pokemon.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about imagination to me. Mm-hmm. Let your kid, you know, use his mind for, you know, and have an imagination, because that's how the fucking world was built. Look at the marvelous fucking things that we've done, and that all started out with a fucking kid with a goddamn erector set and imagination.
Right.
I mean, seriously, that's to me is the biggest part of the whole Santa Claus thing is imagination. One, the gift of giving, yes, yep. You know, so your kid's not a fucking twat when they grow up. So, thanks, everything belongs to them and loads of participation ribbons. But yes, imagination is a big part of it.
Right. And like Mike said too, it's, you know, when you have kids, you have to gauge when they, like you said, when they start figuring shit out on their own, and then you kind of got to gauge when they're going to be ready to be able to deal with that fact that he doesn't really exist, but, you know, imagination and, you know, keeping that, that spirit going, you know, through imagination is not a bad thing, and it's not a, you know, it's not a complete lie, and hopefully when your kid does find out, it doesn't, like, totally crush them or anything, you know.
Yeah, but well, that's
they got to be able. They got to be able to handle stuff like that too. You know, in real life, you know, things don't always turn out exactly the way they dream them up. So it's, you know, there's got to be some some realism there too, I guess, at a certain age. But yeah, I mean, it's when you have kids, it's just a different world than trying to imagine what a parent is thinking, lying to their kids every year like that.
Yeah, you know? I've never looked at it as lying ever. No. But that's just me. Even though, yeah, I'm blatantly kind of lying to their face, but it's more of a spirit thing than a human being thing.
Right. You're nurturing their imagination during that time period when they're that age where they need to imagine stuff like that and be creative.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's kind of a big... I can see where she would feel like there's lies and hypocrisy. If it was... I mean, I shouldn't see that. If her parents presented it to her wrong, or at least didn't... if anybody's... It's our job to make sure that that's understood and why it's a big deal to be a good person, you know, which is basically what Christmas is about, being forgiving, being caring and sharing and all this shit. You know, Christmas is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's my favorite time of year. But if it's presented in a shitty way, like all of a sudden, like, hey, Santa came, and your kid, like, Santa came, and then all of a sudden you figure it out, or somebody ruins it for you, you're like a spoiler, and your parents are just like, well, that cat's out of the bag, no more Santa, and they just kind of, poof, forget about him forever. That's fucked up.
I'm in my 30s, and my brothers and I got two sisters in their 40s, and me and my brother in our 30s, and my mom still writes from Santa on our presents. Yeah. And we would be highly pissed if she didn't. Just because we think it's funny.
Right. Uh-huh.
So, but yeah. Yeah.
It's for the kids.
It's not that everything you love isn't real and life sucks me out.
Yeah.
It's somebody didn't tell you about this stuff properly, or at least explain it to you. When my oldest daughter now, Haven, she's 12, and we do the fucking stupid elf on a shelf thing. I hate the cocksucker.
I do it too.
But I try to do dirty things with them, and Darcy always fixes it.
Yep.
And Haven all of a sudden one day came home late one night after a basketball game, and then she went to spend the night. She got her stuff and went to spend the night at one of her girlfriend's places. But she set up the elf on a shelf.
Yeah.
Did the thing with it. She's done it ever since she did that, because she just loves it.
Oh, yeah.
And it's... She figures it out. The deal with the elf on a shelf thing, if you don't know what it is, I'm sure everybody does. It's a little fucking stupid, ugly goddamn doll, and it's Santa's little helper, watches the kids to make sure that they're behaving themselves, and if they're bad, he's going to report back to Santa. But you can't touch the elf.
Right.
If you touch the elf, it loses its magic, and it goes away forever.
Yeah, and every night he goes moves to a different spot, and he does fucked up shit.
Does fucked up shit, or nothing.
Or nothing, or just sits there, or makes fucking... snow angels out of flour all over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Or puts the reindeer in the blender.
Or pours lemonade in the sink and looks like he's leaning against a coffee pot peeing in there.
That's a good one.
I had the plug got pulled out on that one. That wasn't okay. I even had some old crushed up beer cans sitting out next to him. Gee, you don't want that one. But it's so Haven does the elf on the shelf. Let me get back to my thing. But she gets more enjoyment out of the kids getting up and seeing what's the elf doing today than I ever did.
Yeah.
So it's still good for her, and you know, important for her to be able to get that. She's not getting any cost reward for it, you know.
Yeah.
She's cashing checks.
Yeah.
It's good for. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a good little Christmas discussion.
But fuck the elf on a shelf, man. Fuck that stupid fucking thing. If you don't have it, don't get that cocksucker, because you go to work every day, you come home, you don't want to be posing some stupid fucking doll after the kids go to bed. Makes you feel like an idiot. I hate it.
Ho, ho, ho! So, Merry Christmas!
So
fuck the elf. Oh, fuck the
I posted y'all an elf on the shelf. In Skype.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. No. That's pretty good. Oh, man. There's some good ones. Some naughty, naughty shit.
Yeah.
I'm not gay, but a 20 is a 20.
I like the little glory hoe with the candy cane in it.
There's some good ones.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Right. Believe in Santa, man. It's never too late.
That's right.
Even when I see him at the mall, I'm like, hey, Santa! You
know? Yeah. I don't, you know. Motherfucker!
Even if I knew his name was Ralph, I'd still be like, hey, Santa!
Yeah.
You know?
I think my favorite thing is when the kids see an old man, you know, with a big white beard.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what time of year it is. Is that right. Santa?
Could be.
Is he grocery shopping right now?
He could be. He's got a grocery shop too, you know.
Now, I don't know if it's just me and how the times and society has changed, but sometimes I look at some of these Santa Claus and I wonder, you know, is this motherfucker a perv?
Right.
Or not a perv?
Right.
How hard is this guy trying to get kids on his lap?
Are you generally hearted and a good-hearted person and you really enjoy your job and you know, you love kids, mm-hmm. or are you just a fucker?
Are you doing this because you can't come within 500 feet of a school?
And most of the time, I usually go by their beard.
Yeah.
If they have a big, nice, real beard, they're doing it because they love that job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In my opinion, I could be totally fucking flew off here, but if I got a big old fake-ass beard, like, yeah. Yeah, you probably just get out of prison.
I love seeing that when kids go up to those old guys. Are you Santa? And if they, you know, they look down and, well, don't tell anybody, you know, and they just kind of play, I have to do some things. Mrs. Claus isn't picking, you know, making cookies anymore, so I have to come get some things. Yeah. I just love that shit.
Yeah.
They just kind of play it for a second and then they move on, you know, right. But they didn't ruin it for that kid.
Yeah.
They just kind of gave him, like, you just be good, okay?
Yeah.
Help your mom. I like that. It's good. Everybody should give a helping hand once in a while. Some of those lies that you would call a lie, because it is technically in reality a lie,
mm-hmm.
isn't doing anything but making somebody feel better.
Right.
And that's a good thing. And if it helps that build a little magic for that kid.
It's a good lie, like the Salvation Army.
Like Disneyland.
Yeah.
Like the Salvation Army. I feel good for giving.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. CEO of Salvation Army makes about $3 billion a year.
Mm-hmm. Fuck that guy too.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Ring them bells.
Yeah. Oh.
Got anything else?
That's about it for me. Yeah, really. Yeah. Again, no show next week. I don't know about New Year's. If we're all around and not hungover and feel like doing a show, then maybe we will. But.
You
know, it's another holiday too, so it wouldn't be a bad thing if we needed to take that off. So we'll kind of play it by ear there, but
enjoy this time of year. It only comes around once a year. You get together with some people you may or may not like,
mm-hmm.
but just once, just one time this year, give them a hug, tell them you love them. It may be the last chance you ever get.
Yep.
So don't take that for granted.
That's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Very much the truth. And I tell everybody something I do, and I do it the whole month of December. And I don't do it for any kind of recognition. But the whole month, starting from December 1st all the way up to Christmas, anytime I go through a drive-thru to get anything to eat or drink, I will pay for whoever the fuck's behind me.
Oh, yeah.
Every time. I always do that. Every December.
That's pretty nice.
Yep.
You must not go out to eat much in December.
No, I do. The only time I won't do it is if I look back and it's a van just packed full of
stuff. You know, they're getting
like a church van. Like, yeah. Goddamn, yeah. I'm paying $60 up for this motherfucker. Yeah, I always pay. And you know what usually happens is if I pay for the person behind me, then they'll pay for the person behind them.
Yeah.
And then they just keep going. And a lot of people get a lot of free shit that day. But you know what's fucking $6 or $7,
right?
Yeah,
it ain't gonna kill me, and it might help them. They might be running short on change that day. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Never fucking know. You can't ever see the story without opening the book, and a lot of times it's never opening for you. So
yeah,
it's just nice. It's a good thing to do. Be a good human being. Go out there. Be a good human being.
Yeah.
Show people that there is that in the world.
Right.
I usually do that 1 month a year. That way I can be an asshole for the other 11 months.
Yeah.
That's my one
and not
month.
Feel so bad about it.
Right.
Yeah. Good deeds. Good deeds at the end of the year.
Making up
Save
for
them
the
up.
Year, yeah.
Every little bit helps.
Yep.
Depressing as fuck. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Unless you got anything else, that's it.
Merry Christmas to all, and fuck the Elf on the Shelf.
You've been listening to the Stopcast Podcast. You can find us at stopcast.net or listen to us on iTunes or Stitcher. Email the show at stopcast@gmail.com or call us at 209-845-7867. Follow us on Twitter at @J_Stopcast, @Mike_Stopcast, and @PacmanPVP. Catch us live every Sunday night at 10 CST. Thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoyed the show.